Welcome to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast, the only podcast that teaches men the cognitive mastery and alpha mindset that it takes to become an influential and irresistible man of confidence. Here's your host, certified life coach and international man of mystery, Kevin Ayo.
What's up, my brothers? Welcome back to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Ayo. And today, where am I? Today I'm in Nevada. I'm in Vegas. I'm going to be taking a trip down to Mexico, possibly Ecuador as well. But as I mentioned to you guys last week, we're dealing with some things with the house in Oregon. And so I may be spending the summer up there. Things are pretty wild right now in terms of the unknown. Things are wild, right? There's no plan, which again, even a couple weeks ago, I talked to you guys about plan ahead, go with the flow. And really today we're going to get into relationships. We're going to get into that relationship. We're going to get into that looking within, because when you discover more of the truth of who you are, you discover more of the truth of all things. And I know that's really esoteric, right? It's really an esoteric thing to say. Like, I want to keep things practical with you guys. I want to keep things applicable. Like, I want to make sure you guys can apply this to your lives. And of course, if you come in the academy, you know, we've got all the coaches, all the brotherhood, all the curriculum, all the guidance, everything. It's difficult or more difficult to get it through the podcast. But even so, I still want to offer you guys something practical to take every week. And that creates a challenge for me, because this is such a conceptual thing. Relationships are such a conceptual thing. And when we look at our relationships, and again, I know I was talking about Oregon a second there, brothers. I guess I'm just letting you guys know that there won't be a lot of movement the rest of 2024. And again, there will be, because things change all the time. And that's where we watch it. We watch ourselves change on the inside. We watch the outside change all the time. And we get lost in the illusion that there is a difference, or I should say that there is a separation between the two. Now, again, I know that's getting crazy. So what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that in relationships, the best way is human to human relationships. You know, human to animal relationships is okay as well, because there's certainly a movement, a caring for, right? Sort of an interdependency. Well, with an animal, there may be more of an actual dependency, right? The animal, babies. With humans, it's more interdependent. But when we have living, even plants, right? And when we have living things and we're in a relationship with them, it's a little bit more easy to do this kind of work. It's kind of real alpha work. It's kind of real inner work than it is with inanimate objects. I mean, you can do it with money, of course. We've done it with money all the time. We do it with money. What are our thoughts about money? It's all in the T line. I mean, we are not in a relationship with people and things, brothers. We are in a relationship with our thoughts about people and things. And let me tell you something. That is probably, that and the alpha male tenets around the mirror principle and the inversion principle, these are probably some of the most powerfully spiritual concepts, and yet the most misunderstood as well. Intellectually, yes, people can understand this. I know you guys understand this. I know you guys understand that we're not in a relationship with people. We're in a relationship with our thoughts about people. I know you guys understand that intellectually, but to really apply that, to live that as a lifestyle, as a knowledge, as a way of being, takes everything to a whole nother level. Takes all of your relationships to a whole nother level. I mean, even your relationship with me. Think about your relationship with me. Well, maybe I can come back to that after I explain this. Like, what is the whole concept of getting to know anybody? How do we get to know anybody? Everybody's a stranger, right? So I went down to Ecuador not long ago. I can't even remember how long ago it was, but I went down to Ecuador, met a couple folks down there. Chatted with them. I mean, they were kind of working with the real estate guys a little bit, because, you know, I'm looking for things down there, looking for the retreat center, looking for the healing center down there in Ecuador. And so I'm looking for land, and, you know, the There's the agents, there's the real estate agents, there's the people that are actually doing the work, then there's the people that know the area a little bit. And then there are the people that have grown up there their whole lives, like the guides of the area. So it's really working with three different types of people. And they're all new. I don't know any of them. So I go down there, I don't know them. So there's this whole getting to know. And as we kind of talk, and I can hear it, I can see it, I can watch it unfold. You can watch this process if you're aware, if you're in that watcher place, if you're in that alpha state, you know, that observer mode, not where you're in your beta condition. Right, brothers? Because that's the other way we engage in relationships. We engage through who we think we are, or, because sometimes it's an and, but sometimes it's different. Sometimes it's an or who we think the other person wants us to be, or who we've trained the other person to believe we are, and now we're showing up that way. You know, that's the beta condition. To be as who we think we are, or to be as who we think the other person wants us to be, or who we think the other person thinks we are, and we're just playing that kind of role. But believing we're that role, right? The alpha state is more where you know you're playing a role. And while I was with these folks, these people down there, and I'm in that alpha state, and I'm watching, and I know that I'm consciousness. I'm in a relationship with new people, and I'm just this consciousness. I'm not being anything. I'm not showing up as like, okay, tell me your story. Tell me who you are. I can, and I did, but not from a place of this is who I am. It's from a place of this is the story I'm telling you. Like, tell us about you. Tell us why you're down here. Tell us what you're looking for. Tell us all these things. And I can go with that story, but it's different runs from the place of this is who I am. This is who I am, and I'm taking it very, very seriously. Versus, this is who I'm going to be right now. Or in this relationship, this is who you want me to be and who I'm going to show up as. Which is, in my opinion, the kind of the key component. That's why I wouldn't say I come down hard necessarily, but why I may take a not so friendly stance on therapists, right? And at this point, brothers, with the explosion of the coaching industry, I may take a not so friendly stance on coaches as well. You know, there was a time where coaches were very good at holding space, and therapists too. They were very good at holding space. They were very good at being in the non-relationship relationship. Right? It's that relationship where you're in a relationship based on label, right? Like there's this title, this role that you're pretending to play, but you're not really in the relationship because you're holding a space to where that relationship is completely open to be anything it needs to be. And so you're even nothing at all, right? It's completely open. So you hold that space, and that's that space where whatever comes up is free to come up and to come out. And that's where the healing happens, because healing is energetic. You know, healing is not psychological. We could say it's psychological if we're talking about mental energy. Healing is not physical. We could say it's physical if we're talking about biological energy or physical energy. But healing is energetic. It's always a shift. It's always an alchemy. It's one of Newton's laws, right? It's this law of energy can either be created or destroyed. It just changes from one to the other. That's healing. It's a shift in energy. It's a change. And so I know sometimes I come down very hard on therapists. And the reason why I do that, not like I say, I do that on coaches as well. And the reason why I do that is not because of the industry. I'm not saying, oh, therapist this or coaches that, because that's from that beta condition, right? That's from that very judgmental place of, you know, judge because of the industry. It's like, here's the label. Let's put a judgment on it. But it's not because of that so much as it's because of the individuals that when they're in that relationship, they're holding not the space of complete openness. Not a space of where anything happens is open and free to happen, because that's where the healing happens, but rather the space of the formal space of I'm the therapist, you're the patient, right? And then the identities and then the personalities show up, right? Then the egos begin to play. Then there's the therapist that asks a bunch of questions. Let's ask the questions. And there's the patient that, you know, again, being the good patient, being the good paying patient, here I am paying this therapist to help me with my problems. I want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing the right job. I'm doing it correctly. You know, they answer the question. So the therapist does the therapist thing. They do the good therapist thing. The patient does the good therapist patient thing. And then they leave and come back next week. And that's two people showing up and playing a role. That's not, I mean, it is a relationship. Don't get me wrong. That's why I want to use the terms alpha, beta, right? And I want you guys to understand, even in those terms, there's no good or bad. There's no better or worse. It's two sides of the same coin. You know, we're still living a life. You know, if life is, if we're talking about the coin of life, then the way we approach this life, we approach it from this ego, from this beta condition where I'm going to play this role seriously. This is who I am. This is how I'm made. It's what I'm here for. It's what I do. It's very important. And I go in, I step in, I make this identity and this personality something strong and real and important and significant. Or do I watch it? Do I know that it's all a show? Do I know it's a play? Do I know it's a fabrication? And I watch it and I enjoy it and I change it and I have fun with it, you know? And with the people too, I watch them pretend, and maybe they know they're pretending and maybe they don't know they're pretending. But when they know they're pretending, because I'm pretending, then there's a moment. And that's a very special moment. But when they don't know they're pretending, and I know they're pretending, right? When I'm in the alpha and I'm watching that, like when I'm with these folks in Ecuador and I'm watching and they're doing the stuff, they're doing the getting to know you stuff, right? It's the getting to know you stuff. It's tell me about yourself. Tell me about your life. Tell me who you are, which is really asking a question of tell me who you think you are. And then we get into all the goods and bads. Right, all the likes and likes, all the connections, disconnections, all the red flags, green flags, right? All the judgments that we have when we listen, because now they're listening, because now I'm playing that role. Like, oh, okay, I'll play this role. You know, I might ask a couple questions, like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Which part of me do you want to know about, right? You want to know about my hobbies? You want to know about my lifestyles, my history, my education? You want to know about my, you know, what? What are we doing here? Like, what do you want to know about quote unquote me, right? What is this me? What data are you collecting? And then when the questions are out and I get all the answers out, then they can go and they can do all their judgments, right? But that's the getting to know you. People say, I get to know you. I get to know you. I get to know you. It's a very fascinating thing. It's very interesting. To be in it is one thing. To be in it and be in the beta condition. And again, not in a negative way. Be careful here, brothers. I'm not saying it's a negative thing to be in the beta condition, but to be in there and to be in the beta condition, to be serious about the role you're playing. You know, like even on this podcast, even as I record this podcast, you know, I record this podcast, and if I were taking it seriously, if I were saying, you know, Kevin Ayo, right? Spiritual guide. Right? Here I am. I'm a spiritual guide. I'm a cognitive mastery coach, you know, coming to the academy and, well, seriously do these things. These are the serious things that we'll do. You know, the space that I'm holding for you is a space of that seriousness. And it's true that many people may be looking for that, but that's only because they're serious about the role they're playing. I mean, think about that. Why are you listening to this podcast? Why does anybody listen to any podcast? You know, why? Say it's a money podcast. Say it's a business podcast. I'd say this is a money podcast about making more money. So in order for me to take my role seriously, I'm going to take my role seriously as someone who's going to help you earn six figures this year. All right? We can do that, by the way. We can do that in the academy. It's one of the things we do in the academy is helping you make six figures in a year. And I know in 2024, six figures, okay, it's not that much. But, you know, six figures is still a great milestone. It's a great place to begin your... And even that sounds condescending. I shouldn't say that. I mean, maybe it is a lot of money. You know, for a lot of people, it is a lot of money. But really, six figures is where you can kind of be free to do this kind of work. You know, it's where I would hope that all of you brothers out there, I hope that all of my alpha family is making that, because that kind of, at least in my mind, right? And now you guys can see my mind opening up. At least in my mind, that seems to be like where that space of, okay, like this is... I'm happy here. I'm comfortable here. For other people, it's $500,000. For other people, it's 50,000, right? So again, you can see my mind, you can see my thoughts, and I certainly didn't want to come across as condescending to those that aren't making 100K or making quite a bit more than 100K. I'm not saying, you know, that's, anyway, moving on. Right? I'm digressing here on this. The point is, brothers, if you came to the academy, if you came to this podcast and said, I want to make 100K and I took my role very seriously, then that means that you would have to take your role very seriously. You know, so my role is I'm the guy that's going to help you to get 100K in a year, right? And I want to make that very clear. I'm the guy that's going to help you. I'm not the guy that's going to get you 100K, right? I'm the guy that's going to help you to make 100K. But that means that you have to take your role very seriously, which means that you're the guy that doesn't make or that wants to learn how to create 100K a year. And here's what's fascinating about that relationship you're having with yourself. That's what's making you the guy that's not making 100K a year. Is that you're the guy that wants to make 100K a year. You're the guy that's looking for a coach that's going to help you make that 100K a year. Because you're not the guy. If you were the guy, you'd be doing it. And that's the relationship. You guys get that? I know that that's a strange concept, but that's the not taking yourself too seriously. Because if you take yourself too seriously, you're in that space of I'm this guy, then there's a separation. Then there's a duality. I'm this guy. I need to be that guy. How do I get to be that guy? I'll go to this guy, this coach or whatever. And then it all opens up. And then the duality opens up. And then you're playing the role. Therapist, patient, right? Coach, student. Now, when I say that we could do that at the academy, the ironic thing about it is we don't do it by being serious, right? We don't do it by taking ourselves seriously and saying, this is what we do. You know, we will do this. We will help you do this. You know, that's number one, because that's not what we do. What we do is exist. What we do is be. What we do is watch it all. And we wait for that little bit of energy that's in you to move through, because that little bit of energy is what's creating that barrier. What's creating that separation between you, where you are and where you want to be. And we watch it move through you. We just wait for it, holding space. Now, what does that mean? Again, I'm talking about the coaches, but what does that mean on the coach's side? What are the coaches doing? What can you do in your relationship? Well, again, you're not in a relationship with this person. That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest illusion that we're all dealing with as human beings. We think we're in a relationship with this other person. They look unique, right? Everybody's different. Everybody got their own fingerprint, right? Different height, different build, different hair color, eye color, skin color. Right? Different everything. Shape of body, a different gender, male, female. You got all kinds of different possibilities for the human being. So they look different. They sound different. Right? The languages, the accents, the tones, frequencies of the voices, inflections, all different. Words. Like I say, there's the language, but even the words, the slang that may be used, different vocabularies. Smells are different. Every single human being is different. So in that, we think every single person is different. They're all different. And yes, who they think they are is different. But that is not who you think they are. Who you think they are is not who they think they are. And who they think they are is not who they really are, because who they think they are is the game. It's the conditioning. Every single one of us is here pretending to be somebody while being the same. Pretending to be somebody different while all being the same. And that's what I mean when I say, if you can catch it. That's what I mean when I'm in a relationship where I say, you can get down. Now, I know we're talking about some really, really deep stuff. And it's not so much about the words I'm saying either, brothers. Like, understand, I want you to get that. It's not so much about the words I'm saying. Don't try to put these words together intellectually, because I know you understand this intellectually. This is something you need to apply in your life. It's something you need to work with, practice with. So you call it practical. You want to practice it. And practice it in your relationships. You can do it with any relationship in your life by listening to yourself as you go into a relationship. Because we all move through the world thinking that we're somebody. That somebody is the condition. That somebody is our relationship with ourselves. That's not who we are, right? That's the other. That's the beta. That's why I say it's the beta. I call it the beta, right? The second. The first is the alpha. That's the silent watcher, just there. Second is the beta. That's who you think you are. That's the entire identity that you've built. That's your name and everything that follows. Now, if you take that beta too seriously and you live in the beta condition, again, nothing wrong with that. I'm going to say it again, nothing wrong with that. This is a choice. It's totally fine. You live in the matrix, right? We say take the blue pill. You live in the matrix. Wake up in your bed and believe whatever it is you want, right? Start to believe whatever stories you're telling yourself. You can live that way. That's your relationship. that is the way most people live. And when you do that get to know thing, right, you sit down with people that are you, right? You sit down with yourself, like there's six of you at the table, there's six of you sitting there, all pretending to be different, and you can play that game. You can pretend to be who you are, and you can play the game where you pretend that they are who they think they are, and they play the game where they pretend that you are who you think you are. But when it's not pretending, when it's in the beta condition, when you guys, when people actually think that that's who they are, that's where the judgments and projections come in, right? The goods, the bads, the likes, dislikes, the red flags, the green flags. I like this person. I don't like this person. I like that you do this. I don't like that you do that. I think you should change this. Your life would be better if you did that instead. Nothing wrong with giving opinion here. I'm not saying don't give opinion. I'm saying when you're serious about it. Now, when you are pretending, when you're watching and you're watching your own pretending come out, and I can feel it. Brothers, I can feel it in my own life. I can feel it when I prepare for calls with my students. That's why I say it's with coaches too. I can feel when I prepare for calls with my students because I have to let myself calm. I have to bring myself into a meditative state. You know, brothers, I have 20-minute calls and I have 45-minute calls. Okay. I have 20-minute office hours with students in the academy. I have 45-minute calls with different programs that I offer, including the consultation calls are 45 minutes. And the reason why those calls are 20 and 45 instead of 30 and 60, right, is because I do these calls back to back. I do them every half hour. And I need time between calls to get into a meditative state, to get into that state of I am watching. I'm observing. Kevin is not here. Kevin has left the building, right? The Alpha Male Coach is gone. If you think you've shown up to a call with the Alpha Male Coach, right? That's a part of the being in the beta condition itself, is that there even is an Alpha Male Coach. And that there's a you showing up to the call with Alpha Male Coach because there's a you that booked the call for some reason that you think that you needs. There is no you that needs anything. And yet you book the call to show up with someone who you think can give you some help. But there's no you. But because you're making a you, you're also making a me. You're making an alpha male coach that can help this issue or problem that doesn't even really exist. And so I need to be in that mindset, right? I need to be in the mindset of openness. Because if I show up to the call as the alpha male coach, right? And check this out, guys. It's going to blow your mind. If I show up to the call as the alpha male coach, then no help will be received. There will be no transmission of energy. There will be no, and I've done this. Like I know the difference between when I show up as who I think I am, right? The spiritual guide, or who I think I should be, right? The spiritual guide, because somebody booked the call thinking that they want this person from me. Like you guys listening, you think you have this idea of me because you've listened to all the podcast episodes. You have this idea of me, who you think I am. And you want that guy to show up to the call on the consultation call or whatever it is because that's who you think I am. But you got to understand, like this is, you know, I talk to you guys for half hour a week. This is me talking on a podcast for half hour a week. You know, my body does normal things. My body eats, my body exercises, my body sleeps, my body defecates. It's normal. It's like everything else. So I don't want to show up to the call as who you think I am or as who you think I'm going to be. I'll show up to the call pretending to be that person, right? That's what I do in consultation calls and student calls. I'll show up pretending to be. But I'm holding that space of pretending to be that person. I'm doing that because there's a story going on. There's a storyline. We don't want to break the storyline down. We want to hold continuity. So I'm going to pretend to be that person, but I'm going to hold enough space to where I know that I'm just pretending. I know that's a fabrication. I know that's an illusion. And if we can hold that space, if I can hold that space and the person on the other end of that call can for a moment see, can for a moment come out of their own beta condition, come out of their own identity, their own illusion, then there will be, they will see the space that is being held, and they will come into that space and will be in that space together. And that's healing. That's where the magic happens. That's where the alchemy occurs. That's the energetic shift. And it happens on this podcast as well. As I transmit this energy through this podcast, it's as I hold the space. Now, if I transmit a podcast that comes through as me taking too seriously who I think I am, if I come through on this podcast and my ego is very serious, this is a serious concept, this is a serious topic, this is something serious, you guys have to know this, this is something, you know, very important information, and I want to make sure that it's across in the right way, in the best way, in the better way. You know, if I do these kinds of things and I take it very seriously, then the words are going to get in the way, because the space that I'm holding is going to become very narrow. It's going to become very constricted and confined. That space is going to close in on itself, and it's going to become the words that become important. And that's the beta condition. I can open up that space and hold that alpha state. Then I'm really allowing the words to move, but it's the energy of the space that's there. So anybody listening to this podcast, if they can slip out, they can slip out. It doesn't matter what word it is, because it's not the word that's important. It doesn't matter what moment, what turn of phrase, what inflection, what change of pace, what holding of silence, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is that pulls the listener, that pulls you, brother, just out for a moment, out of your beta condition. And you'll be in that space. And you'll know that, oh, that's it. I'm watching. That's not who I am. I'm watching it. I can see it. I can see it all unfold. It's all happening. There's no me doing this. It's just being done. There's no me driving a car. If you're listening to this podcast while you're driving a car, if you're listening to the podcast while you're taking a walk, you know, there's no you driving a car. The car is, it's just, there's driving. It's happening, right? Once you tell yourself a story about you, now there's a you doing a thing. And that's the separation. There's you in the car. In relationships, and again, I'm going to wrap up here, brothers. In fact, we may need to make this a two-parter. We'll see what happens here. But in relationships, what happens is that relationship gets drawn out. And as I told you, this happens to me. This happens to me. That's why I got to go into a meditative state. And you can do this when you're going into your own relationships. You can practice this. You know, this whole idea of getting to know, there's so many conversations I've had about getting to know. What does it mean to get to know anybody? What does that mean? I mean, really think about that for a moment as a thought experiment. Next time somebody asks you, I want to get to know you. Or if you want to think about how do you get to know someone? What does it mean? What does it even mean to get to know them? Because what are you getting to know? There's going to be who they think they are, right? The story they tell you with the information they want you to have, right? That's the story that they want you to know. That's the story. That's who they, maybe it's not who they think they are fully, because there's going to be things that they are not saying, right? But that's who they want you to know. That's the way they want you to treat them. It's the information that they're going to give you that, for lack of a better word. And again, as long as we're not putting goods and bads on words here, as long as we're not connotating words positive and negative, it's a form of manipulation. I'm going to tell you this information. I'm not going to tell you that information. You know, I'm going to tell you how old I am. I'm not going to tell you where I was born, right? Just as examples, arbitrary examples, totally arbitrary examples, brothers. Again, don't spend too much time on those two examples, right? Because really what we're doing is I'm telling you what I think you're going to like, and I'm not telling you what I think you're not going to like, right? So that's the way most egos work. You know, we want to be friends. We want to get along. What do I think this, you know, I size this person up based on the way I see them. And then I start telling them things I think they're going to like. Now, maybe I just tell them who I am, but still it's a fabrication. Maybe they like me, maybe they don't, right? There's the people pleaser. I tell them what I think they want to hear. There's the non-people pleaser. It tells them who they think they are. Either way, if you're listening on the other side, and if you're taking it seriously, then you may think you're getting to know this person. When you stop taking it seriously and you realize, oh, this is the story. This is the book that this person's going to read to me right now. This is the movie that this person is going to show to me right now. This is the television show. This is the episode I get right now, right? Because when this person leaves, whether or not they're a stranger or not, and strangers, again, brothers, there is no such thing as a stranger. Again, just another word. Words are just words. Words are maps, not terrains, right? So if we look at a word and we say it's a stranger, strangers are just friends we haven't met yet. And what are friends? Well, friends are just carbon copies of who we are in different bodies. Right? They're ourselves. It's us. Mirrors. So strangers, friends, same thing. All the same. Strangers, friends, self, all the same. And that's where we can do the work. Now, where do we do the work? How do we do the work? I'm going to come back to you guys next week on this one because I got a feeling this one's going to go a little bit deeper. But with this one, again, it's conceptual, but I want you to practice it. With this one, what we're going to do is we're going to look at what it is that's on the inside. We're going to take a deep look at that universal truth, that model of alignment. And as you guys get into relationships and realizing and really not intellectually, but really applying, I'm not in a relationship with people and things. I'm in a relationship with my thoughts about people and things. It's really going deep into a observational mode and seeing what comes up when you're in relationship. But we'll get into that next week. That's what I got for you this week. And until then, brothers, elevate your alpha.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. If you enjoy what you've heard and want even more, sign up for Unleash Your Alpha, your guide to shifting to the alpha mindset at thealphamalecoach.com/unleash.